On this long Thanksgiving weekend, as many of the 2016 presidential candidates take a short break from the campaign trail, we thought we'd ask our political team in to offer thoughts on why the candidates should each be thankful at this point in the campaign before the voting begins. Tongue in cheek, that is. So here are Democratic strategist Dan Payne and Republican strategist Todd Domke. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Bob.
And hi, Todd.
Hello there.
All right, let's go in order of popularity according to the latest WBUR poll of likely voters in New Hampshire. Starting with Republicans, what does Donald Trump have to be thankful for?
Well, I think he should be thankful to Mark Burnett, the producer of NBC's Celebrity Apprentice. His editing made the Donald seem like an executive who actually listened to people, and of course he must have edited out scenes when Trump ranted or said something delusional. Of course, anyone would seem presidential with apprentices like Gary Busey.
Dan Payne.
Well, I think Donald Trump is thankful that his people went door to door on Thanksgiving. They were collecting turkeys and selling them at a huge profit.
Well, he is a businessman.
Yeah.
Ben Carson.
I think Dr. Carson should be thankful for all the writers who have portrayed brain surgeons as geniuses who solve any problem while unscrambling a Rubik's Cube. There are some skeptics, of course, who don't appreciate Carson's theory about the pyramids, that they were built for the pharaohs to store their granola.
All right, Marco Rubio.
Yeah, Marco Rubio gave thanks that his messed up personal finances and his terrible missing votes record in the Senate seem to be irrelevant in most polls.
Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz should be thankful for Donald Trump because now he doesn't seem like the most extreme nasty candidate in the field. And Ted Cruz is thankful to Tom Cruise because the actors prepared voters to expect a Cruz to be a little crazy.
Jeb Bush.
Jeb is thankful that people don't know that his new slogan, Jeb Can Fix It, actually refers to the 2000 election in Florida.
Ooh, John Kasich.
John Kasich. He's thankful that always being cranky and occasionally sounding like a Democrat doesn't disqualify him. You got a problem with that?
Rand Paul.
Rand Paul's got to be thankful that his father, Ron Paul, ran and lost several times, because now when he loses, he can just shrug it off and say losing for president is a family tradition.
Carly Fiorina.
Carly has to be thankful for moving up from the so-called happy hours debate into the prime time debate. And she's thankful that her support tripled from 1% to 3%, which has made Lindsey Graham jealous.
All right, on to the Democrats. Dan Payne, Hillary Clinton, why should she be thankful?
Hillary Clinton is grateful that Bill didn't do anything to embarrass her or himself, as far as she knows.
Well, she must also be thankful that Senator Elizabeth Warren didn't enter the race. Otherwise, we wouldn't be referring to Hillary as the front runner. And Hillary must be thankful that her main opponent is a 74-year-old cranky socialist who is sick and tired of reading her damn emails.
Bernie Sanders.
Well, he's got to be thankful that his home state is Vermont, especially if their state legislature passes that new bill allowing cows to vote.
Well, Bernie feels deep thanks when comedians do impersonations of him. The one most people recognize is Larry David, who is much cooler than he is.
All right, Martin O'Malley.
Martin O'Malley is grateful just being on this list at all.
All right. We're thankful to both of you for coming in and doing this little tongue-in-cheek look at the presidential candidates. Todd Domke, thanks a lot.
Good to be with you, Bob.
Dan Payne, thank you.
I'm thankful for doing this.